This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, as always, at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Since this is the show about your calls, we're starting out by going straight to the phones and to the fun. David in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. David, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say, first off, I don't know what it is, but first time calling in over a month, and you both sound the same to me right now.
We sound what?
You both sound the same.
Oh.
So I get one of you mixed up, then sorry.
Don't worry about it. What's on your mind, sir? Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to bring up the intellectual property rights thing again and add a few thoughts that I had while I was listening to shows over the week.
Okay, sure.
I'm kind of having to lean with Mark on this. Ultimately, my concern is if you go through all the development process to make something and then release it, and someone buys it and copies it and sells it for undercutting you, mm-hmm. you've gone through all the development and they've done nothing.
Right, except they marketed it more effectively than you did.
Well, not necessarily. If they're only having to build it instead of build and research it like mm-hmm. you had to, then they're working off of your shoulders.
So what's your solution then? I mean, I understand that dilemma, and I feel for you on this, because I would feel the same way if someone was taking my ideas and making money off. I'd feel bad about that, no doubt about it. But do you have a solution that's better, maybe, than turning to mommy government and asking for mommy government to go and rob everybody at gunpoint in order to get the money to bring these people up on trial and then convict them and then steal more money from everybody else around in order to put that person in prison or have them, or whatever? I mean, do you have a better solution than that? Because it seems like a really lousy way to protect your ideas.
It certainly is a lousy way, and I think y'all have actually the better solution. That's just arbitration, straight up. If you can go to an arbitration court and say, this person took my idea, mm-hmm. and I spent $50 million developing this idea into something marketable, and they turned around and cut me under.
Now, what about if, for instance, I'm going to play devil's advocate on this one. What if, let's say, some states in the United States secede from the Union and become their own country, and one of them sort of got basically an FU sort of an attitude towards the rest of the other states as far as, okay, well, we see an idea, you've come up with a good idea, a company in that state is going to maybe take that idea and manufacture it, like a lot of Chinese ripoff brands, for instance. And that way you can try to bring them to arbitration, but it might not be binding. The people that live in that state might not care. Would that really get you very angry, or are you just going to sort of leave them alone?
Well, I think the ultimate thing is if you're marketing in that state, you have to know that's going to be at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're marketing in your state, then they're liable for what happens in your state.
So you're pretty convinced then that the free market can come up with a solution to intellectual property as opposed to the government solution?
I do agree. Like I said, I just think arbitration as a whole is a way to do it. Ultimately, you just take it before an agreed arbitration court,
mm-hmm.
and you say, do you agree with me? I've been wrong. How much should I get back? And it'll be just, I hate to use the word democratically, but more or less democratically decided by the arbitration court.
It'll be sensibly decided by people whose job it is to decide those things.
I think right. It would be pretty clear that if in your scenario, Ian, if some states did decide to just throw property rights, or excuse me, intellectual property, to the wind, that those places could probably count on not seeing a lot of research and development done in their area.
And maybe some other big companies would just refuse to come there and not trade with those people
and
there.
They may not even sell there. But
exactly.
Now, I mean, another question you can ask is
sure.
How much research and development goes on in Hong Kong?
I would guess a lot.
I would guess very little.
You don't think I'll,
you don't, wait,
it's a center
why?
Of trade. It's not a center of research and development.
I don't know.
It is a very big business area. I would imagine that plenty goes on. At least as much as Japan, if I had to guess.
There are huge companies there, huge manufacturers there. I mean, there's plenty of R&D going on there, I would think. Neither of us has been there, so it's all speculation
right.
at this point. You know, the more I talk about it, David, the more we discuss this, the more it seems clear to me that if we would just let the marketplace come up with protection ideas, it would be so much more effective, and not to mention cost-effective, than having the government's clumsy oaf bureaucracy out there trying to so-called protect people, which, of course, is always going to result in some people being protected better than others simply due to political allegiances and that sort of thing. Thank you for the call, David. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. As always, you bring up whatever's on your mind. From Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com, let's venture into the airports again, Mark.
Okay.
There's always something exciting going on there. Becky reports, at what point do you suppose hapless Americans, American passengers will cry, enough? It's a question we've asked before on this show. When screeners grope them? When those same perverts molest their children? When air marshals gun them down in cold blood? Nope. None of those. But deprive folks of their lip balm and lotions and a revolt brews. The Washington Post reports that a month after the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, banned liquids and gels in carry-on bags, they're still sliding past security checkpoints onto planes. Sometimes the smuggling isn't deliberate. One passenger, for instance, said she rushed to catch an early plane and didn't know until she'd landed that she had two lip glosses in her carry-on bag. But often, it is deliberate. Quote, there's no way I'm putting my Chanel perfume in a checked bag, one woman told the Post, and who can blame her? Passengers have long suspected that the T in TSA stands for thieves. What's more, the TSA itself confirms it. The agency admits to receiving around 2,100 new claims from passengers for lost or stolen property per month through the calendar year of 2005, 2,100 claims of lost or stolen property at the hands of the TSA. That's significant.
It is.
And, quote, checked baggage accounts for approximately 85% of that 2,100, of that volume. Ergo, the savvy traveler tucks his valuable or indispensable gels and liquids in a pocket or his carry-on.
Makes sense.
He counts on incompetent screeners and inadequate technology to succeed in his smuggling. Fortunately, the TSA abounds in both. The bureaucracy also abounds in gall. It expects passengers to welcome its nonsense by voluntarily handing over their tubes of sunscreen and toothpaste. Given the TSA's imbecility, it probably expects the terrorists to do so as well. Apparently, the TSA chugs the same Kool-Aid as the IRS, another government agency also notorious for urging its victims to help it victimize them.
You know, I went on a flight about a month and a half ago, and I didn't even think about it, but I had a lighter in my pocket. And apparently it's the only item that Congress has actually passed a law against.
Really?
You having on a plane is a lighter. Apparently you can turn it into a bomb. I don't know what it would take to do such a thing, or how devastating that bomb would be. I can't imagine that, what, 1 cc, 2 cc's of butane can actually blow anything up, but, you know, set your hair on fire?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Either way, you can cup your hand over the top of the lighter, let some gas into your hand, and then flick the flint, and it'll make a little poof in your hand, a little poof of flame. But really, what else can you do with it?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you can do more. I certainly don't know.
Okay.
But either way, I went through the entire TSA screening process and managed to get my lighter through, not by trying, just by having it in my pocket.
Yeah, and forgetting about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, you know, they missed that.
Well, as she points out, let's see, so the bureaucracy abounds in gall, and so we have TSA spokesbureaucrat Ellen Howe threatening fines of several hundred dollars while admonishing travelers to realize this isn't a game. Yo, Ellen, it isn't travelers who think it's a game. According to a recent survey, you've bamboozled most of them. It's a survey that we reported on how passengers are pretty much cool with all of the security measures that are in place in the airports. No, it's you bureaucrats with your silly strictures and irrational reasoning who are playing games. Lipstick isn't a weapon, okay? Not even if it's fire engine red. Unless you're 3 years old and you swiped it from your mother's bureau so you could scribble on the walls that daddy just painted. Ooh. Nor does lipstick somehow transmogrify into a weapon of mass destruction when a lady manages to retain hers despite the thugs at the checkpoints. Indeed, I may be going out on a limb here, but I dare say that every passenger on a packed flight could carry a tube on board. Heck, they could even uncap and brandish them in mid-flight, and then the plane would likely still get where it's going. But the bureaucrat says the threat is real, and it continues, and we appreciate the public's cooperation. We're going to focus on that aspect a little bit. Come back, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you've missed a minute of the show, you can get them all. In fact, the entire last year's worth of the program is right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. There's no logging in, and there's no membership fee. If you've been to any of the other talk show websites out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All those guys want to do is bilk you out of $5, $6, or $7 a month so you can listen to their archives. But we give them away for free. Front page of the site, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Talking about the TSA and their new rules about the gels and the liquids and how, essentially, if you've got a gel or a liquid and you aren't willing to pack it in your stowaway bag, that's not the right word. What's the right word for that?
Carry on luggage.
If you're not willing check to pack luggage. It in your checked luggage, there we go, I just don't travel enough, and for good reason, then you have to turn it over to the TSA, and you don't get it back. They're going to keep it, and they're going to take it home and enjoy it for themselves, or sell it off in an auction, or whatever it is that they do. And Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com is pointing out an interesting perspective on this. She's quoting TSA spokesbureaucrat Ellen Howe. Ellen says, "The threat is real, and it continues. We appreciate the public's cooperation." What I tell you, the IRS syndrome. More with Ellen. Quote, "Is it the perfect system? No. But does it make it right to sneak things through security? No, it doesn't. What a hoot. Please don't show us for the fools that we are, even though you easily can. Please be nice to us and play along. Ellen, if you're going to appeal to our better nature, you have to believe that we have one first. Treating us like terrorists doesn't exactly boost your credibility here. More troubling is Ellen's implication that obeying a bureaucracy's rules is right." Isn't that interesting? The TSA is complaining because people are successfully being able to sneak contraband through their checkpoints. They're coming right out in the Washington Post and saying, "Oh, we need your help. We can't find all these things on our own. Please just voluntarily turn them over to us."
You can't carry lipstick and toothpaste and shampoo on the flights. It's not fair.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. They're just coming right out and admitting we're useless.
You know, and they haven't given the American public any explanation as to why it is that liquids are...
Well, you know what the explanation is. It was the London bomb plot. They were supposedly going to mix them in the laboratory.
They didn't say that.
No?
No, the TSA never said that. The United States government.
The London people did.
We just barely got an inkling. We don't even know what it was that they could have possibly been supposing to mix in this bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, maybe it's...
It was liquid.
Maybe it was hydrogen cyanide. But if
could have been concealed in lipstick.
If so, it was something that it would be impossible to do on an airplane. You
right.
Need
we
a
looked
lab.
Into those details, yeah, and it would have taken you forever in the bathroom alone, mixing chemicals, and who knows, you probably would have passed out from all the fumes before you actually finished the job. It's not really good ventilation in those bathrooms. So anyway, going on. More troubling is Ellen's implication that obeying a bureaucracy's rules is right. Within living memory, bureaucracies have shoved people into gas chambers in Europe, starved them on collective farms in both Russia and China, and shot them as they ran from their homes in the bureaucracy torched in Waco, Texas. No decent man obeys them. Rather, he adopts Jefferson's immortal epigram as his own. Quote, "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Rebels against this particular tyranny fall into two categories so far. The first comprises those practical souls who spurn the ban as more TSA lunacy. They agree with Gary Botcher, a pilot and president of a trade association concerned with security, who says, quote, "The whole screening process is a facade to make the public feel safe, to show that the government is doing something. These folks are danged if they'll suffer chapped lips or contagion merely to further that facade. Some passengers say they're simply not going to tolerate the new rules. They admit that they ignore the restrictions. One woman said she slipped her Blistex lip balm into a pocket because her lips dry out on flights. A business executive said he always traveled with a hand sanitizer in his pocket because he worries about germs on planes. He's made about 10 trips since the restrictions went into effect, and on those 10 trips, how many times was he caught with his evil hand sanitizer?"
Half the time.
None.
Wow.
The second group is even more heartening to lovers of liberty. These are Jefferson's heirs, equating disobedience to tyrants with the highest morality. Quote, "I'm guilty, guilty, guilty of smuggling stuff past the TSA," said one, "and God bless the other American patriots who defy this crap rule with me. said a second. Quote, stupid, worthless, hysteria-driven rules, deliberately instituted to instill fear. And one more. I'm not going to be a lamb and let them take my things. We are free, right? Not anymore. 800-259-9231. At least not in airports. And if the government gets their way, not anywhere. Not anywhere in this country. I mean, just last night we were reporting on the House passing a bill to provide 700 miles of fence down at the border. I mean, once they add in another 1,300 miles, they'll have that entire border coated in fence. Now, to be fair, it is the government. They are slow, stupid, and just generally retarded. So it's probably going to take them at least, well, what do you think? How long is it going to take them to actually put up 700 miles of this fence, which is more than just a fence?
A few years.
I'm thinking maybe five at least, if not 10.
You know, this whole...
Maybe it'll turn into another big dig.
This whole homeland security thing is just going to break us. I mean, it's just going to break us.
Who?
The American people. They're either going to tax the crap out of us to pay for it,
mm-hmm.
or they're going to mortgage our future by increasing the budget deficit.
Yeah, but those things have already been going on. They're already taxing the crap out of us, and the budget deficit's already there, and they're already spending trillions and trillions of dollars at the federal level alone. So, I mean, why is this going to make it any different?
It's a lot, and we really do need to get rid of the debt, but I don't know what to do about it.
Well, it's just getting worse, and the more Americans continue to go along with this, the worse it will get. The more docile we are, the more they're going to want to take advantage of us. So, with all of that said, I want to hear from someone who thinks that the liquids ban and the gels ban is a good idea. I want to hear, I mean, really, there are millions of people that travel every day. Surely some of you are feeling extra safe because the TSA is going through these extra steps, right?
Right. Somebody won't be able to spray sunscreen in your eye.
Somebody within the sound of our voice right now thinks that the TSA is doing a bang-up job. They're keeping America safe. And thank goodness for those TSA people. Hallelujah! If you're one of those people, if you think that way, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Otherwise, if you're somebody like me or Mark, who's about sick and tired of all of this crap, maybe you've got an idea as to how this can come to an end. When will it stop?
Right. What can the American people do about the TSA and their nonsense? I mean, they can just pass any rule they want, and then that's how we have to travel.
What is your vision here? 1-800-259-9231. Your vision as far as how we can get out of this.
Yeah, what happened to freedom? Why can't air companies decide how we travel?
Because it's just getting worse if we don't do anything. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up whatever you want as well. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll take you to it. If you're familiar with Wikipedia, you have some idea of what we're doing here. Essentially, it allows the listeners, all of you, to go in and, well, add to the wiki and create things. It's like your own little website almost that you can maintain, and if you see something that's wrong, you can change it or add a whole bunch of new pages to it if you want to. All of the pages, all of the content on the wiki have been created by you guys. In fact, there's over 800 pages that have been created.
It's like a blank sketch pad that everybody has a pencil and an eraser for.
Exactly. So it makes it into a very interesting little experience. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, if you like thinking outside the box politically, there's a podcast you should know about. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin, and it's popular with a lot of Free Talk Live listeners because it's a smart current events program that's politically independent. They also like to focus on solutions rather than problems. Give it a try. You can download the MP3 file or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. So we've been talking about this, the TSA, and how it is. And by the way, nobody has called in to defend the TSA. There must be a TSA lover out there. I mean, not even one of the TSA employees who listens to the show. He's a dedicated listener to the show. Not even he can defend the TSA. He knows he's working for a bumbling bureaucracy. I wonder how many of the TSA employees, how many of the people on the inside are actually aware that the agency they work for is totally inept, totally clueless, and a waste of taxpayer dollars.
They're not totally inept. They can catch some bottles of sunscreen and some bottles of, perfume, but they don't catch all of them.
Yeah.
And if their job is to keep us safe, which that's what it's supposed to be, they're not doing it. And, you know, the things that they keep, I'm sorry, fingernail files and scissors, these aren't things that people are going to take over an airplane with anymore. There was just a case this week of a guy who was, you know, trying to pull the door open on a plane, on a moving plane. They were, mm-hmm. I don't know, 10,000 feet or something like that. And he decided to pull the door. Passengers jumped on him and beat him and
held him down.
This guy was a boxer. This guy was a jiu-jitsu guy.
The passengers took care of business before the air marshals bothered to get out of their seats and do anything.
The American people are not going to take somebody taking over a plane with box cutters anymore. They're just not going to.
Well, so we know that because of the American people, we know that that's an insurance as far as safety on the plane is concerned. But as far as getting rid of the TSA and the process that we're going to need to go through to do that, obviously the most obvious way is to replace the Republicans and Democrats in Congress with liberty-minded people who are aware that the TSA needs to go away and have them repeal whatever law created the TSA and then poof, they're gone, let the airports once again take over their own security. That's the long road. But is there a quicker way to do this?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem to me that Congress is going to vote to do away with all those federal jobs. They
probably
really
love
to protect federal jobs.
Well, that's why I said we'd have to elect liberty-minded people. This Congress? No way. These guys, Republicans and Democrats, they're not going to make any changes. So that's why it's a long process. I mean, because electing enough liberty-minded people is going to take probably at least a decade or two.
I suppose a boycott of air travel entirely, but
that's a tough one to do. I mean, because that would slow down the economy.
It would slow down the economy, and it would be very, very difficult to get the American people to do it.
Right. And what would the government care anyway? Because, again, the jobs are there. The TSA doesn't care if there are people coming through or not. They're not required to. They're not clued into the marketplace signals. Like, it doesn't matter if on one day three people come through or 3,000 people come through. In fact, they'd probably prefer it that three people came through. They'd love it. The TSA would be, oh, great, this is super. Now we don't have to do any more work. We don't even have to search people. We can get paychecks.
Yeah, but at some point or another, it's going to stop. The TSA isn't going to stop on their own, but
besides,
the airlines will buck.
And besides, it's ludicrous to believe that anybody could really put together an event like that to where people would actually not go on the airlines. It may simply be that the TSA becomes so oppressive that people just on their own, without necessarily organizing, just on their own, just start dropping off. Because it's happening now. There are people now, today, that will refuse to fly simply because they can't stand the security procedures. And I'd be one of them. If I didn't have to go, if I didn't feel like I was obligated to go to these industry conventions that we go to, then I wouldn't fly at all. If somebody invited me to go down to a wedding or something like that, I'd turn them down. I'd say, sorry. You know, if you're in my same city or something, or within driving distance, I'll go. But getting on an airplane for something like that, not worth it. So already their business is dropping off. The question is, how much more intrusive and oppressive does it have to get before it drops off to the point where people are willing to make a change?
And will they even know that that's the reason? Or are they willing to even look at the fact that the people aren't flying because the TSA aren't flying as much because the TSA makes them uncomfortable?
Well, the TSA isn't likely to know, but the airlines could certainly find that out.
They may.
They could very easily poll passengers and see how they feel about the whole security procedures and everything. 800-259-9231, that is the number for you to take control of the airwaves. Hey, I mentioned weapons, or not weapons, weddings, and I've got an email about that from Sean. He says, I'm a fairly new podcast listener and wanted to send you an account of an incident that happened to my lady friend's daughter over the weekend in Farmington, New Mexico. Here's the text of the message that she sent me after I was told about it. Here it is. I was attending a very close friend's wedding reception on a recent Saturday at the wherever in New Mexico. Upstairs on the same night was an engagement party being held for some mutual friends as well, by invitation only. The wedding reception started around 5:30 p.m. and was scheduled to last until midnight. Around 10, some of the groom's wedding party proceeded to become very intoxicated and were then cut off from alcohol. Obviously, with no clear mind in that group, they all decided to go upstairs to the invitation-only party and try to retrieve alcohol from that particular bar. After being asked to leave, they became belligerent, started yelling and making threats. They were physically removed from the party, and in the midst of the removal, a fight broke out.
Sounds likely.
This happens at a lot of weddings, from what I understand. Or at least a fair amount of them.
It seems to be what some people go to weddings for.
To fight?
It seems.
Or to drink? And we know they go to drink.
Well, they go to drink.
Because that's the reason you go, right?
Fighting often results from drinking.
Of course. especially when you've got, I mean, especially when you're out with your friends and you know that your friends are okay drunks, because you've got angry drunks, you've got funny drunks, you've got just okay drunks, right? There's different categories of drunks.
I'm just a sleepy drunk.
Okay, sleepy drunks.
I might make it through five alcoholic beverages will put me in bed for sure.
But when you're going out,
a headache in the morning.
When you're going out with your friends, and I don't drink at all, but I know people that do. When you're going out with your friends, you choose your friends because you probably don't want to go out with guys that get angry or women that get angry when they get drunk. I mean, who wants to hang around with that, right?
I certainly don't.
So if I'm going to go out and drink somewhere with people, I'm going to go with a trusted group of friends that I know I'm going to enjoy myself with. That's fine. When you go to a wedding, then it's all kinds of people coming in
right.
from all over the place whose one sole purpose in coming is to get free alcohol, right? Because who the hell wants to go to a wedding? Really?
Well, I think besides the bride and the bride's mom
wants to go to a wedding.
I think that that's terribly cynical of you. I enjoy going to people's weddings.
Well, you're a little fruity, that's why. But if you love going to weddings, 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you can explain it to me again, 800-259-9231, because I just don't get it. I don't drink, so I have absolutely no reason to go to weddings at all. Anyway,
you went to mine.
There were free donuts there.
There were free donuts.
So when you're going to...
There was alcohol, too, but nobody drank it.
When you're going to a wedding, people are coming from all over the place. You don't know these people. And some of them you do know, and you know they're family members. You know they're angry drunks or they're mean people. And family tends to... Different families, depending on what family you're in. Family just are a bunch of strangers, essentially. I mean, when you're born into your family, you're born into a group of strangers. And you sort of... It's a crapshoot as to whether or not you've got a nice family or an abusive family or a dangerous family or what. You don't know who these people are. And especially, you don't know who the people are that are coming to the wedding that you've never met before. So it's inevitable that... Hell might break loose, as did in this case. The cops were called, the fire department arrived, and then we'll tell you about how the cops ended up macing a six-year-old in the face. 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Right.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Maybe you appreciate the fact that we give you everything on our website for free. But all these things that other sites would be charging you for on a monthly basis, we give it all away. Everything from the archives to the bulletin board system to live streaming and more. In fact, I would argue that we probably have more content on our website than any of those pay sites do anyway.
Yeah, I would say that there's more pages and more content.
More stuff.
Yeah.
Heck, there's probably more stuff on the wiki alone
than any other radio show's website.
Right, and it's all free. So one of the ways you can help support the show, considering we give everything away to you, is by shopping with us. And there's two ways you can do it. You can buy Free Talk Live stuff in the store at store.freetalklive.com, like T-shirts and hats and DVD sets and more. DVD sets of classic archives. But if you're going to do that, I suggest you do it within the next 36 hours. In fact, less than that, because as of the end of tomorrow, Sunday the 17th, which happens to be Constitution Day, by the way, we are ending the pre-order discount. There is an over 7% discount right now. When you add a Free Talk Live hat or T-shirt or something like that into your shopping cart, you'll notice the price has dropped from the price that you see at store.freetalklive.com. That's because you're getting an over 7% pre-order discount. Get all the details at store.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can still order after Sunday. Just you'll pay full price. And don't forget, you can also get everything else that you need. So you get the Free Talk Live stuff at store.freetalklive.com. And then everything else that you could possibly want to buy, amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to get all your shopping done, stuff to your door, and we'll get a percentage of your sale if you enter Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's see. We were talking about this wedding story that Sean had emailed in about. Essentially, you've got two parties. You've got the reception, and then you've got a kind of like a invitation-only party on an upper floor of the building this reception was being held in.
Clearly, they were trying to keep the riffraff out.
Apparently so. And the riffraff was there. The drunken relatives had had too much to drink, one group of guys. They went up to the invitation-only area to try to get in and crash the party, I guess, and try to get alcohol from that bar. They were kicked out
at
that point.
Is it clear in the story that both of these parties had to do with the wedding, or that one of the parties had to do with the wedding and the other was an invitation?
There was an engagement. There was the wedding reception, and then upstairs was an engagement party being held for some mutual friends by invitation only.
I see.
So it was some people knew some people. Yeah. But I bet these guys that were trashed probably didn't know the party upstairs.
Hence being asked to leave.
Right. They were asked to leave, then physically removed, and then as they were being physically removed, a fight broke out.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
The fire alarm was pulled, blood was everywhere, and soon people started were evacuating the building. Everyone involved in the fight eventually got in their cars and left the property. Soon after, the police, fire department, and ambulance all arrived. A friend of mine came up to me outside, concerned for the whereabouts of her two little girls, who might have still been inside the building. We proceeded into the building with the intent to look for the children and were then asked to leave by a particular officer. We specifically told him that we were looking for the girls and that my friend was the mother of the children, and he refused to consider their well-being and whereabouts. He then started to yell with such force that he appeared to be completely insane. Get out! Get out! I told you to get out of the building! We waited outside wondering what the outcome was going to be. They can't go back in and find their kids. The place isn't actually on fire. Somebody just pulled the fire alarm in the ensuing fracas. We saw a mutual friend of ours actually coming out of the building holding the little girl's hands. Their father, who was frantic and not knowing their whereabouts, started to approach them with high emotion. The one policeman who appeared to be having a psychotic episode just minutes before told him, "You need to step back!" The father in return said, "But those are my little girls. I'm their father." Without any hesitation, the police officer proceeded to douse the man with mace uncontrollably.
Wow.
I, at the time, was standing right behind the father and was drenched in the mace, getting it on my arms, chest, and in my hair.
Wow.
At the same time, to give you any idea of the severity of this particular cop's actions, the man's six-year-old daughter was only a foot away when the policeman was drenching her father, and she, too, was maced in the eyes and all over her face.
This guy was clearly out of control.
The man, you mean the cop?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I certainly don't know what was going through his head and what he was imagining the threat
I have
to
no
be,
idea.
Clearly he saw a threat.
The man quickly ran off to seek help from friends. The police later came up and handcuffed him and charged him for resisting an officer and disorderly conduct. We had no knowledge right away that the little girl was maced until minutes later when she was wandering around with her head in her hand saying, "I can't see. It hurts so bad. What's wrong with me?" We took her aside and tried to give her what attention we could, then the paramedics took over. She was okay after an hour because she wasn't directly shot in the face with the force that her father was. Also, the mutual friend that was holding her hand when this happened was also arrested because of reacting to the officer spraying the girl's father. She was charged with disorderly conduct because she was yelling for him to stop spraying the mace. Why did this happen? That's the question I've been asking since this night. Why did this particular officer have no regard for these little children inside the building and out? He never considered their whereabouts and never considered their tenderness when attacking their father. I wrote this to document the events. This excessive force should not have been taken. Nobody left on the property had anything to do with the fight, which was the only reason the police were called in the first place.
Well, that doesn't mean that that officer actually knew that information.
Well, when you call the police and you say, "There's a fight breaking out at this wedding, come here and break it up," they're going to be looking for the people who were participating.
And he probably was, and thinking that this, the father...
The man holding the little girl as he was coming out of the building?
Didn't quite get the little girl. Clearly the guy saw some kind of threat. I'm not saying that he did the right thing. It appears by the story that he made a misstep, but he clearly saw some kind of threat.
Well, when your only tool is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail, doesn't it? Nobody left on the property had anything to do with the fight, which is the only reason the cops were there in the first place. There were no questions asked, and nothing but a traumatic situation occurred for this man, his wife, and especially his children. What a sad story.
It is sad.
800-259-9231, if you've got a wedding hell story. It doesn't have to involve the police. Just any wedding hell story with relatives getting trashed and drunken and fighting with one another. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jay in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey. Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I hate to change the subject on you, but...
This is Free Talk Live, so it's not a problem. What's up?
Oh, no problem. Great. On Thursday in California, they passed a law that it's illegal to, talk on a cell phone and drive. I mean, how ridiculous. I mean, I've never had an accident in my whole life, but, they keep passing these laws that make us safe from ourselves. I mean, what's a good libertarian argument against that?
Oh, my.
Well, the libertarian argument against that would be, taking it to its logical end, which is if a cell phone's a distraction, they've proven that hands-free devices are also not a distraction, which I believe that at some point or another...
They also are a distraction.
They're also a distraction. They're the same level of distraction that the cell phone is. Having it to your
because
ear...
Because it's the voice in your ear that's distracting.
Right. Having the cell phone up to your ear, having your arm stuck to the side of your head doesn't magically make you distracted. You can have both hands on the wheel, but it's distracted driving, not one-handed driving, that's really the problem here. So I think that you'll probably see even hands-free devices after they, in another 5 or 10 years, you'll find states outlawing those too. But, there's distractions all over in a car. There's
sure, the radio.
Screaming in the back seat. Obviously the radio. There's,
distractions outside of the car as well.
I may want to take notes or something, and I reach down to get a pad of paper while I'm driving, and then...
pretty lady walking down the street.
How many car accidents have been caused by some hot chick walking down the side of the street?
Yeah, there you go. You know what's funny too? What's funny too is it says, you know, the law states as long as you have one hand on a wheel. So I could smoke and have one hand on a cigarette, but I can't drive and have one hand on a little slip.
Well, in California, it probably won't be long before you are banned from smoking in your car as well.
Pretty soon, yeah. they're going to have to put you in a soundproof vault inside your car. And
well, they're going to make us wear helmets next, I bet.
It's not too much of a stretch at this point.
It'll be safer that way.
But really, I mean, isn't the problem distracted driving? Isn't the problem dangerous driving? Why can't we just focus on people who are driving dangerously instead of all of these causes, alleged causes of dangerous driving? I mean, if you're on the road swerving between the lanes, taking turns dangerously, or whatever it is that you're doing that indicates that you're being distracted, then maybe I might get behind some sort of a penalty for a dangerous driving, regardless of what the cause is. I don't care if you're drunk, if you're tired, if you're on your cell phone, changing channels on the radio, yelling at the kids in the back seat. If you're putting other people in danger, shouldn't that be the issue, Jay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But then again, none of us are actually in elected office, us people with common sense. These fools are going to continue passing laws until it gets to the point where Mark described.
You know, and it's just, it's a revenue generator also. You have to look at these things. Yes, road rules are an attempt to make the road safer, but at the same time, there's going to be a ticket price for having for talking on a cell phone,
yep.
And they're going to make money. It's an easy way to say, I saw him on a cell phone. And
not only is it a revenue generator, it's actually less than 100, but anyway, not only is it a revenue generator, it's also an excuse to pull people over. Cops love having excuses to pull people over and then try to...
I don't think all of them do.
Then try to get them to consent to a search of their car and then try to... It's like a fishing expedition. Jay, thanks for the call. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. We'll get you some more details on the California cell phone ban. This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a...